right now, we've got Amy Strucker on the phone from Duke Energy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
So I've got some questions. You know, it's getting colder. There are some people who are going to need help as the temperatures drop. What exactly is Duke Energy doing right now to help customers stay warm this winter?
Yes. Well, year round, we care about making a difference in the lives of our customers and our communities by supporting the communities we serve in a lot of different ways. And that's really what powers us every day in everything we do. We also understand that many of our customers are struggling to stay warm this winter. And as we're preparing for the winter weather, we're making sure that the people in our communities who need help paying for their heating bills are really getting that help. So for more than 30 years, Duke Energy, our employees and our customers, have lent a hand to customers who are unable to pay their winter energy bills through energy assistance programs. So in the Duke Energy Carolinas territory, the program's called Share the Warmth. In the Duke Energy Progress Territory, the program's called the Energy Neighbor Fund. But they both do the same thing to help people in need pay their bills. And just last year, in 2013, we helped over 6,400 families across North Carolina pay their winter heating bill.
Okay, so that's a huge number of people, and I'm sure that somebody is listening going, I know someone, or maybe they themselves could take advantage of that. How can someone get access to those funds to help their bill get paid?
Great question. So all of these funds are administered by local agencies, so someone can contact their local social service agency, and the funds will either be distributed by that agency or by a local nonprofit the agency can refer them to.
Okay, and so how, if someone wanted to help with that or pay someone's bill or give their own funds to help someone else's bill be paid, how is that something they could do, and if so, how?
Absolutely, and that's a really cool feature of this program is that the Share the Warmth and the Energy Neighbor Fund are both funded through donations from our customers and our employees and then matched by funds from the Duke Energy Foundation. So if someone's interested in joining this effort to help our neighbors in need, they can visit our website at duke-energy/foundation and click on energy assistance programs to make a donation to either of these funds.
Okay, well, we will pass this information along, and thank you for everything that you do, and hopefully you'll be able to help a lot of people this winter, and some of our listeners will be able to help as well.
Thank you. We are excited about the work we're doing in our communities, and we take pride in serving the great people of the Triangle area.
Thanks so much, Amy.
Thank you.